As a child, Carrie LaRue overheard her grandparents speak the language of her Anishinaabe Native American culture.
This is the latest in a series of community profiles by writer Karen Anderson.
Anishinaabe Mohwin was forbidden at the Indian boarding schools, she says, so it was not passed down. And I wondered, if I don't learn, who will teach my children? Today, Carrie is the Anishinaabe Mohwin Program Director and Language Instructor for the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. The language contains many of our teachings, she explains, to help us reconnect with our identity and values. For example, the native word Akidwin means not only word, but tells a story. It reminds us that before we speak, we must draw up energy from Mother Earth, she says. Be careful of the way we use words. Carrie not only teaches language to Anishinaabe students, but also responds to requests from non-native groups who seek to learn more about her culture. I want to promote awareness and bring information from the Native American perspective, she says. As for progress, Carrie takes a long view. We must heal ourselves as individuals, she says, and leave the rest in the Creator's hands. My heart was happy when I heard my daughter using the language with her children.
Karen Anderson lives in Traverse City.